What are you hearing? What are these budget professionals telling you as you're talking to them about what they will be expecting to have to do over the next several years?
Well, I think they're very much aware that the situation with the deficit and debt reduction is, as we see, is playing out in Congress and playing out in the front pages of our newspapers. It's boiling itself down to the agency level, where the agency budget officers are going to have to translate this into specific cuts to their programs and still be able to produce success in the mission fields that they're responsible for. So they see that it's coming, and they're girding for the job.
It is still difficult for budget pros, though, to reconcile performance and budget, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The one of the things that they told us in our survey was that the whole idea of integrating budget and performance information, which is what they really need to do to give decision makers key information, remains a difficult task, primarily because of the basic incompatibility of budget and performance data. And yet, ultimately, how well they're achieving results is just as important as how much money that they're spending.
The Office of Management and Budget told agencies a couple of months back, show us a budget with 5% cuts and show us a budget with 10% cuts. What did you see in the way that budget professionals responded to that? What do they think of those ideas?
Well, one of the things they told us was that it was difficult, and we were sort of surprised because as a former budget officer myself, I would have thought finding 5% shouldn't be that hard. Finding 10% going to be a little bit more difficult, I understand. But as we read more into the information that they were providing to us, it's not exactly clear, and I think next time we survey them, we'll want to pursue this question in more detail. But it appears that perhaps they know what they should do, but their agencies have institutional problems in doing it because of stakeholder interests and also statutory mandates that tell them what they have to do.
It strikes me that there might be a bit of a selling job that goes along with recommending particular cuts, and that's not necessarily the strong suit of a budget professional. No reflection against the budget professionals. That's just not historically what they've had to do.
That's right, and they're going to have to work hand in glove with the program people who know the answers to these questions. And I think there's the heart of the problem. Agencies typically hire and have people who are dedicated to their programs, who know how to get results from their programs, who want to get their programs active. And yet what we're going to have to tell them now is you can't have as much money as you'd like to have. So now, what are we going to do so that we can still produce results for the American people, but produce it at a lower level, which means probably you're not going to do something that you used to do.
You're writing something about technology that I found really fascinating. Spreadsheets remain a budgeteer's best friend, and many analysts use them as their primary budget technology tool. Commercial vendors have not yet produced software with the right combination of effectiveness and price. Budgeteers lack the tools they need. What specifically, in a little bit more detail, do they need that they don't have technologically?
Well, part of it has to do with what I'll call an unrealistic need, and part of it is a more realistic one. When you listen to people and their fondest hopes, what they really want is a technology tool where they put in the data and out pops all the budget decisions. And that's unrealistic because ultimately budget decisions are political decisions. They're not the kind of decisions that can be quantitatively made. Now, once you get beyond the fact that you can't have that, what you can have and what's reasonable to have is a tool that allows you to manipulate the data in varying ways based on possible policy scenarios so that you can see what happens. For instance, is enough money going to drop out of the budget, or are you going to have to make more adjustments in those policy scenarios in order to get there? But that's not the sort of thing that you can do with an Excel spreadsheet, even though it's a powerful tool. It's not going to give you that much. And the products that a lot of the vendors are producing are not yet to that level of sophistication, primarily because they I don't really know of a vendor, and I'm sure one of them is going to correct me if I say this, but I don't know of a vendor who really has produced a product for government. And generally, they've taken a product that they produce for the private sector and tried to make it work for government. Now, there are some products, like the Treasury has produced, like the BFIM product, and the Department of Labor has the DEBS product, which are government software products. But even there, they're not to a level of sophistication that's giving budget officers the kind of manipulation flexibility and the ability to generate different scenarios and roll-ups and roll-outs that they really want.
One of our top stories right now on federalnewsradio.com is the best places to work survey, which agencies people report being most satisfied working at. If we were to cut that a different way and make it best jobs to have in federal government, I wouldn't think budget official would be one of those right now because of all of the challenges they're up against, and yet you're finding something different.
That's true. We were quite surprised to find that about 33% were very satisfied with their jobs, and another 38% were satisfied with their jobs. So here you have over 70% are satisfied with their jobs. I've talked to a few people, and I said, you know, what's going on? And they were basically telling me that in spite of everything else, it's very satisfying when in the midst of all this harassment and all this debate over the deficit and the debt, they can make a contribution. And I guess that's where they're getting their satisfaction from, that they make a real contribution.